Let us now enter into a time of scripture reading. I will read out loud for you. Please listen attentively. From the books of Isaiah and Jeremiah. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. This is the word of God. Please be seated, brothers and sisters, and we invite, shall we put our hands together to invite Reverend Thong and Brother Daniel to share with us the word of God.
Thank you. 我已经很久没有听这种掌声了。
So I have not heard this applause in a very long time.
因为在印尼的聚会，不论是教会的聚会还是特别的聚会，是很少用掌声。但是你们的掌声很美。
Because there are very little applauses in the congregations in Indonesia.
今天我要跟大家一起来思想。就是不要活在过去。
So today I'll be talking about not to live in the past.
但是我们必须要想啊、必须要想起，把我们的过去当作是一个很好的提醒。
So we need to use our past as a good reminder.
为什么呢
？So why?
那弟兄姊妹们，因为我们可以因为过去。给我们一些很好的提醒。
So the past can give us very good reminders.
因为当我们回想过去，我们就看见神在我们身上的一切的作为。
Of course, we can see God's hand in our past.
那么你说对吗？很多过去的一些我们自己亲身的体会，我们看见上帝的作为、神的带领、神的信实，都在过去啊。呈现出来。
So we've experienced His faithfulness and His grace in our lives in the past.
那有一本书啊，我看过这一本书，但是它的整个的内容我忘了，但是有一部分我还记得。
So there was this book that Pastor has read, I've read before, and there was this title that I remember.
他说：“别让过去过不去。”
So which it means to not.
我再说一次，这本书的题目很特别。别让过去过不去。
And so this book talks about not get over your past.
那弟兄姊妹们，每一个人都会有自己的过去，对不对
？So we all have our own past.
我们的过去可能有一些是光明面的，但是也有一些人他的过去是黑暗面的。
So some might be very bright, but some it might be very dark.
那有一些呢是这个我们的过去呢是很令我们开心的。
So some might make us very happy.
但是也有一些的过去很令你跟我一想起啊，就感觉非常难过。
But some once you think about it, we will feel very sad.
若是可以，不要去想它了。
So if you can, we try not to think about it.
那弟兄姊妹们，这一切过去的这个情绪
，So in all these past emotions,
你知道的是，我们处理不好，它会控制我们的一生。
So if you do not handle them properly, it will control our whole life.
控制我们整个的生命。
It will control our lives.
特别。是一些负面的过去
，and even especially those negative experiences，
因为它会导致我们的内心深处受到更大的伤害
，and then it will cause even further harm to us，
使到我们一直在过去受伤害的记忆里边，我们来过我们的日子，那是很痛苦的事情。
So if we live in our painful past, our future will be very very painful.
但是这个过去你避免不。 避免不了的。
But this past you cannot avoid it.
你有你的过去，我也有我的过去。
You have your past, I have my past.
有一些过去呢，它的负面的过去多于正面的过去。
So these negative experiences are even more than your positive ones.
那在这一些很长的日子的里边。
So in all this very very long life.
若是我们处理不好的话呢，就会让我们导致我们心灵里边受到更大更大的伤害。
So if you don't handle them properly, you cause even more harm.
那弟兄姊妹们。有一段我自己曾经经历有一段很长很长的日子。
So in my life, I experienced a very, very long period of time.
那被过去的那种伤害啊控制了。
Where I was hurt, where I was controlled by a very,
这种控制是很厉害的，而且呢影响了我整个的生活。
And so this control, and this hurt controlled him.
那个时候也影响我的讲道。
And affected my sermon.
那弟兄姊妹们，对我来讲呢，这是一个非常痛苦的一件事情。
So for me, this is a very painful thing.
若是你说影响我的过去，影响我的讲道，影响我的服事的话，那你大概就知道，我做了牧师以后，我还是被我的过去所捆绑。
So if I say that this affected my ministry, and even as a pastor, it will still continue to affect me.
那我跟你分享一下我的过去。
So let me share with you my past.
那我分成两个段落。
So I split in two portions.
第一个段落就是我跟我的一个非常亲近的家人，他怎么样伤我的心，伤得很深很深。
So the first one was how this elder had hurt me very deeply.
那么深到一个程度啊，使到我真的没有办法忘记这种伤害。
So it was so deep that I could not forget this this hurt.
起初我有一些报复的心。
So firstly, I had a very vengeful thought.
但是接下来我做了牧师以后，圣灵的感动跟光照提醒，我也讲很多的道，饶恕原谅的道，最后慢慢慢慢，这个怀恨的心就没了。
So after being a pastor and speaking about forgiveness, this hurt became the lesson.
但是这个过去的伤痕呢，我永远涂抹不掉。
But this past scar was unable to remove.
那弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常痛苦的一种经验。
So this is a very painful experience.
我一想到这个过去的话，我真的很难很难能够接受这些造成我心灵伤害的那个人。
So whenever I think about it, I cannot forget about this person.
所以我就活在一个非常难过，不能够说不能自拔，但是我没办法把我的服事呢提到一个顶点，没办法的。
So I felt very miserable. My ministry was severely affected.
那弟兄姊妹们，这就是我的过去。
So this is my past.
那我不讲它的细节了。
So I won't talk about it.
不过我谈一谈，就是对我生命的影响，对我侍奉的影响，对我的成长的影响，非常非常的大。
But I'll talk about how it affected my ministry and my growth.
有的时候我知道这样子下去的话，我一定完蛋。
I know that if this continues, you'll be very.
但是好多时候我力不，我没办法控制。
But a lot of times I cannot control it.
好多时候我就感觉到，哎呦，他真的是控制了我整个的心情。
And a lot of times I feel like he has controlled my emotions.
那么你说，牧师啊，你有没有祷告
？So you might ask, Pastor, do you pray?
我说我有祷告。
I say I did.
那我也告诉你说。这个过去真的影响我生命的成长和服事的那个成长呢，非常大，而且负面的影响很大很大。
And so I will tell you that this really severely impacted my ministry.
很奇妙的事情发生了。
So something very by grace, something great happened.
这个伤害我的人啊，我很难忘记的这个人啊，上帝很奇妙的嘞，我不敢说上帝。跟我开玩笑，很奇妙，就把他送到我的教会。
And so God brought this person to my church.
我告诉你，我那个时候已经做牧师了。
And so by then I was already a pastor.
当上帝把他带到我的教会的时候，我一看见他
，When God brought her to my church and I saw her,
我就问上帝，为什么你把他送到我这边来
？And so I asked God, why do you send her to my church?
你送到别的 church 去了，你干老是来这边
？But why not send her to another church and?
我很难接受哎。
And I couldn't accept it.
弟兄姊妹们，我告诉你啊，我的挣扎，哇，大过我预备十篇、一百篇的讲章哎。
And so this struggle was so much, it was so great.
我问上帝没有答案。
And I asked God, but there was no answer.
上帝才不管你。 他就把人带到你面前，你好好牧养他。我说我哪里能够牧养他
？And so God brought this person to me so that I could shepherd her.
但是感谢主，上帝预备我另外一个同工，不是传道人，他不明白那个里面的内容，所以呢，我就委托他，我说你好好照顾他，带他信主，以后带他啊、这个参加系道班。
And so I got another ministry worker to bring this person to Christ.
那弟兄姊妹们，很奇妙的事发生呢，他就是那么的顺，那么的听话，啊，接受辅导班，以后洗礼耶。
And so she went for all the classes and eventually got baptized.
那我是 senior pastor， 我要主持洗礼的哦。
And so as the senior pastor, I had to hold the baptism.
哇，当我为他洗礼的时候，哇，我很不平衡呢。
And so I felt very conflicted when I had to hold the baptism.
我求主赦免我，我今天讲起来啊，我还是很大的罪耶。
So that may God forgive me even when I speak about
啊，你知道我的教会是静心会，是要静下，不必地的，要进到水，那个水池很深呢，一站在那个水池降深了。
And so my church was Baptist, so if you were to baptize, you have to immerse.
哇，那个时候我真的心里很不平衡。我跟他洗礼的时候，奉父子圣灵啊，奉父子圣灵的名给你洗礼，我就把他按下去。
And so I pressed into the water.
按下去以后，通常不是通常，我一向以来都会用我的手拉他起来。
So usually I will pull the person up.
但是这个人我没有拉他。
But I didn't pull this person up.
我压住他的头在那边。
But I pressed her into the water.
哇，我相信啊，我相信那个池里的水他喝了好几口了。
I believe that she drank quite a bit of the water.
哎，我不是跟你开玩笑，我是真的嘞。
And so I was not kidding, I really did that.
我也不知道为什么上帝把他送到我的教会。
And also, didn't know why did God send this person to my church?
弟兄姊妹们，但是我回到自己的地方的时候，洗礼了以后，哇，圣灵一直责备我。
So after the baptism, the Holy Spirit continued to reprimand me.
我就自己安慰自己，他刚才喝的水都是圣灵的水。
And so I told myself that the water that she drank was holy.
我安慰我自己了，但是没有人知道。
But nobody knew about this.
我的太太不知道，
and my wife doesn't know,
孩子不知道，
my children don't know.
教会弟兄姊妹们不知道，
and our brothers and sisters didn't know.
但是我告诉你，我知道，
but I know.
我在做什么，上帝也知道，
and God also knows.
弟兄姊妹们，但是我感谢我的主，
but I thank God.
神就透过神自己的话语不断的提醒，
that he continued to remind me through his own word.
过后我经历神在我生命里面的医治。
And I experienced God's healing.
第二方面，
the second portion，
我还没有原谅他的时候，虽然我跟他洗礼了，
even though I baptized him, I did not forgive her.
我告诉你，我一站在讲台啊，他奇怪哦，这个人哦，他不要坐在最后面，他要坐在第三排，就是我的左手边。教会很大吗？左手，我一看到他的脸，我什么道都讲不出来了。
So when I was preaching, this person likes to say that.
这是真的，真的发生的。
And then when I every time I see her, I cannot.
所以我希望我讲到变成我的景象啊，一直朝向右边，我不要朝向左边。
So then I preach, I will look at the right.
但是不可以啊，对不对？左边也有很多的弟兄姊妹啊，中间也有啊，右边也有啊。
But I need to look at all the sides.
所以我就这样看，但是呢，很影响我的。讲到
But this really affected my message.
我告诉你我很苦啊，没有人知道的。
And so nobody knew about this.
这个牧师很苦很苦，没有人懂。
And this pastor was suffering but nobody knew.
啊，我也不敢叫人家懂。
And I didn't
我不敢告诉人家知道，因为知道了以后糟糕，牧师为什么不能原谅人，不能饶恕人。
And I didn't want people to know because why would a pastor not be able to forgive?
弟兄姊妹们，我告诉你哈，神就借着这样的一种方式来修整我的生命。
And so God corrected my life through this manner.
那么我感觉一有他，我一看见他，我预备好的奖章啊，就讲得乱七八糟了。
So every time I see her, even my script became very messy.
所以我一直想，不可以啊。
So I thought, cannot be.
我的前途，我的讲台会完蛋呢。
And then my future will be gone.
这是撒旦给我弄的那个圈套，让我陷在里边，让我以后的服事不能够成为人的祝福。
So this was something that Satan gave me so that I cannot be a blessing to others.
那撒旦能够很自由的来把我陷害吗？不能。但是我给他开门，开我的心门，因为我 不能原谅他。
So I opened my heart to Satan to come and trap me because I cannot forgive her.
我告诉你，那个时候我已经是牧师了。
So that time I was already a pastor.
而且我已经是相当出名的牧师，哪里的教会都请我讲道的。
And I was pretty popular and I went to a lot of churches.
但是在别的教会讲道我很自由。
So in other churches I was very free.
一回到自己的教会，我一看到他，我不能讲了。
But when I came into my own church and I saw her, I couldn't continue anymore.
你可能听了你会很好笑。我告诉你，我哭都没有眼泪来哭。为什么他坐在那边？他宁可呢戴帽子，我也知道他啦。
他
蒙着脸，我也知道他。所以我说，主啊，你为什么把他带到我的教会
？So I asked God, why did you bring her here?
那么我感觉到很亏欠，因为。几百个整千个会友要听我讲到，通常都他们都领受祝福，但是因为有他，我整个讲台我感觉我完蛋了。
So I feel very bad because of this person I was not able to bless the congregation.
弟兄姊妹们，但是感谢神，有一天上帝的话语提醒我。
So one day God's word reminded me.
我明白原来是我的问题，虽然它导致，但是我可以奉耶稣的名拒绝，不要怀恨在心。
But I understand this was my problem, and that I could reject it and not to hold it in my heart.
但是我没有办法。
And I had no choice.
我真的没有办法胜过我自己的那种怀恨的心，因为伤我太深。
And I was unable to get over this because I was hurt very deeply.
不要忘记，我是牧师。
And don't forget that I was a pastor.
我去哪里讲道，人家都很尊重。但是我内心的挣扎没有人明白，甚至于我的家人我的孩子都不明白。那弟兄姊妹们，在这样的情况里边，我就向神祷告，我说，主啊，若是这样下去的话，我的讲台一定完蛋了。我一直讲爱，但是我不能原谅这一位，她是姐妹来的，不能够原谅这一位姐妹。
And so even if I preached, but I wasn't able to forgive this sister.
过后我向神祷告。
So I prayed.
我说，主啊，帮助我。
I said, God, please help me.
虽然他伤我很深，他破坏我很厉害，他对不起我，但是我在基督耶稣里，我是神的仆人，我应该可以靠着主的恩典饶恕他，原谅他。
So even though she hurt me, but through God's grace, I should be able to forgive her.
感谢上帝。
So thank you.
经过一段很长的时间。我告诉你啊，我挣扎不短呢。
So、
我算大概有4-5个月的时间，我好好的每一个礼拜进食2次，求神让我真的全心去原谅他。
So after struggling for a long time, I fasted for 4-5 months.
过后到了差不多4个多月，我已经立定心志，圣灵也提醒我，这个是时候了。
And so after 4 months, the Spirit told me this was the time.
我就去找他。
And so I looked.I went to look for her.
我一个人找他，我没有带师母、
so、I went to her alone,
也没有带我的孩子、
so、I didn't bring anybody.
其实应该带，但是我好像很难带他们来看他的老公，他的老爸是这样的一个人。所以我就来到他的面前、
so、I came to her.
一见到他，神的灵在我的内心深处动工，让我可以跪在这位年长者，他比我年纪更大，年纪很大的一个长者，我跪下来，我跟他说，我对不起你。
So when I saw her, the spirit filled me and I knelt before this elder and I apologized.
那个时候他已经成为我的会友2年了。
So she had already been a member of my church for
我告诉你啊，我连一次都没有去看过他。
And so I have not visited her at all.
你相信吗？汤姆斯是这样的人，你一定不相信的。
So you believe I was such a person.
特别是以前我在埃加杯的时候，你肯定不相信，哪里可能牧师会不看他，不可能原谅他，我真的不能够原谅他的嘞。
So I was truly unable to forgive her.
但是感谢神，我去见到他的时候，我想对他说，我非常对不起你，我请求你原谅，因为我很恨你。
So I sought forgiveness and I said sorry because I hated her.
弟兄姊妹们，当我这样承认恨他，也求主原谅我饶恕我的时候，你知道吗？什么事情发生？他抱着我，他说，其实不是你错，是我错，应该祈求原谅的是我，不是你。
So when I apologized and she heard, and she actually hugged me and she said that actually I was in the wrong. And it should be me who is apologizing.
但是我知道我恨他，这是一个基督徒，特别是上帝的仆人不该有的那种心态。
But as a Christian, I knew that it was wrong to hate a person.
那弟兄姊妹们，向他认罪，向他承认，听起来很简单，做起来不简单。
So it might sound easy to confess a person, but it's actually difficult to act it out.
但是我感谢上帝。我做到了。
And I thank the Lord that I was able to do it.
那么他就抱着我，他还讲一句话，他说：“启示不是你错，是我错，我不应该对待你这样，这样的对待你，所以请你原谅。”哇，我的心好像是突然间，我的心打开一个大门啊，有冷风吹进来，爽得不得了。
So she hugged me and apologized and sought my forgiveness. I felt like I was released.
弟兄姊妹们，那个时候。我就完全得到释放。
And so at that moment I was free.
那这是我的过去。
So this was my past.
那为什么我会得到释放呢？
So how?
为什么我会有这个勇气，有这个能力和这个力量来到他的面前，向他认错呢，认罪呢？
So how could I have the strength to go to this person to seek forgiveness?
因为我被那种怨恨的心啊捆绑到，很痛苦，很难过，没有人可以知道，但是我知道我苦到怎么样的程度。
Because I had been controlled by this hate.
我告诉你，当我向他认错以后啊，哇，我的心整个开了。
So when I confessed to her, and I felt very, very open and free.
那以后他来教会吗？还是来教会？他还是来教会聚会。
And so she continued to come to church.
我看他很顺眼了。
And I was able to look at her.
我心里想，若是我早一点向他认罪啊，认错啊，我跟他洗礼，我就不会压他下去，不管他拉上来了。
And so if I confessed to her earlier, I will be able to pull her up during the baptism.
所以感谢主，长老会啊，不用敬礼。
So praise the Lord, Presbyterian, no need to.
敬礼若是遇到牧师有怨恨啊，他把你敬下去，他不你拉上来。
So if the pastor doesn't like you, they'll just hold you down in the water.
但是我感谢神给我一个很深的体会跟经历。
So I thank the Lord for helping me experience this.
你知道，当我承认以后，当我愿意接纳他以后，我整个心啊，好像这个，好像 highway 这样，没有阻碍了，很通的。
Confession, I felt like my heart had no obstacle.
那我的服侍，我就发现圣灵的恩膏、神的能力与我同在。从那个时候，我的讲台真的不再一样，没有人知道，但是我汤广强知道。
But my ministry was improved, and nobody knew, but I knew.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这种的经历让我体会得到，若是我们心中藏着罪，我告诉你，没有好日子过。
So this experience taught me that if our hearts have sinned, there will be no good days ahead.
若是我们没有处理好，也没有好日子过。
And if you do not handle it, there will be no good days.
对基督徒来说，没有好日子过。
For a Christian, even more so.
对还没有信耶稣的朋友来说，也是这个样子。
For the non-Christian friends, it will be so as well.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
上帝当我们愿意来到他的面前，向他承认，向他悔改，向他说我们真的是得罪神的时候，我们就得到完全的释放。
Well, you come before the Lord and repent, we will be free.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这个就好像以赛亚书43章第四节所说的经文。
So this is like Isaiah 43 verse 4.
那个时候我真的感谢神。
So I really thank the Lord.
所以我把这一段的经文前面的三个字用我的名字。第43章第四节这样说，汤广强，你在我眼中非常宝贵和贵重，我爱你。
And so I use my name. So Pastor Tong, in your eyes you are precious and honored in my sight.
当我读这一段经文的时候，我哭了。
So when I read this verse, I cried.
汤广强，你在我的眼中非常宝贵，我要用你，我要使用你，因为我爱你。
And so I will use you because I love you.
弟兄姊妹们，从此以后我的生命有很大的突破。
And so from that day onwards,
跟过去真的不再一样了。
And it was never the same evermore.
我的讲道，若是我讲爱心，我讲饶恕，我很有能力，不的话，我没有能力，好像打空气。
And so I was able to speak about love and forgiveness.
这是我的心里话。
So this is from my heart.
这是我生命成长的一个过程，我也经历过。
And so it's something that I've experienced before.
所以我体会得到得着神的赦免，那是何等宝贵的一件事。
So I've experienced God's forgiveness.
你需要神的赦免，大家需要神的赦免，包括我做了牧师十几年了，那个时候我还需要神自己话语的提醒跟赦免。
And so everyone, including myself, a pastor, we need God's reminding and also forgiveness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，为什么呢？
So why?
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
他在乎我们。
And that He cares about us.
就是因为他爱我们，他在乎我们，我们才可以变得有价值。
So because He loves us, then we have worth.
所以我在读这一段的经文的时候，我会流眼泪的。
And so I will cry when I read this.
汤广强，你在我眼中非常宝贵。
Because you are precious and honored in my sight.
非常的贵重。
Very precious.
主耶稣说，汤广强，我爱你。
And Jesus says, I love you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们能够用这种的爱来爱我们的朋友，爱我们的家人，甚至于爱那些曾经伤害过我们的人吗？
Are we able to love others, especially those who have hurt us before?
我告诉你，是可以的。
It is possible.
你不要相信说不可能，不可能，是可能的，也是可以的。
It is possible and you can.
因为我们体会得到神的那个爱是真的是长阔高深。
Because you experience how deep and wide God's love is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，当我愿意接纳他了以后，当我愿意接纳了这个人以后，
when I was willing to embrace this person,
那么我就发现我的生命有很大的突破，可能别人没有感受得到。
So I realized that my life had a lot of breakthroughs.
所以当我讲到经历神、爱神，当我讲布道会的时候，真的完全不一样了。
So it was very different when I spoke about love and forgiveness.
我真的体会得到，我完全得到释放了。
I could experience that I was really, really free.
弟兄姊妹们，这是每一个基督徒，并且包括非基督徒，我们都需要这个恩典。
So all Christians, including non-believers as well, need.
我是牧师，我需要这个恩典。
I'm a pastor, I need.
而且一生一世，我需要这个恩典。
I need it throughout my whole life.
你若是还没有认识耶稣的，你也需要这个恩典。
Even if you have not believed in Christ,
你认识了耶稣，经历了耶稣，但是你不是牧师，你不是传道，你也需要这个恩典。
So even if you're not a pastor, you also need grace.
因为让我们每一天都活在一个被释放，感觉到心里很平静的那种光景当中。
So that because you live in a life that is free and full of peace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，耶利米书第29章第11节的上半节讲这一句话。
So the first half of Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says this.
他说，我自己知道，我为，这是神说，因我自己知道我为你们所定的计划。
For I know the plans I have for you.
上帝为我们定什么计划？
So what kind of plans have God given?
就是把平安赐给我们。
Which is to give peace to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这个平安可以说跟神和好的那个平安。
This is a peace that can restore relationship with Him.
这个平安也可以跟我们讲我们良心深处的那个平静。
And this peace can grant us inner peace.
因为我们知道我们做什么事都常常会违背良心，但是当我们的良心得着医治，我们的生命得着医治以后，神的平安就一生随着我们。
So when our conscience is healed, God's peace will be with us forever.
所以这里说，他说我自己为我，我因我知道我为你们所定的计划到底是什么。
So I know the plans I have for you. So what is this
plan? 当我们的生命被神清除干净以后
，So when our life is cleaned by God.
弟兄姊妹们，就好像一群的建筑工人，他们在工地或者地基打，在工地或者打地基的时候，在新加坡很难看到这种情况啊。
比
如说有人在修路或者做这个做那个，都弄得整整齐齐，对不对？
So they might make it rainy and tidy.
啊，若是你要看这种好像满目疮痍这些不规则乱七八糟，你坐飞机来印尼看，我介绍你看一大堆。
So you want to see a very chaotic sight, you can come to Indonesia.
所以 这个情况就好像一个建筑工人，当他们开始要修建路的时候，哇，那整条路，不是整条路，其他的路也受影响，堵车又很肮脏，真的很痛苦的耶。
So like a construction worker trying to rebuild a road,
真的很难看的哦。
It's very unsightly.
可是新加坡太过有规矩了。
But Singapore has a lot of rules, so you don't see this.
我讲到嘴巴软，你也不会明白。
You won't understand.
若是对印尼的基督徒来说，一提他，哦，我知道了，我知道了。
So you tell the Indonesian Christians,
因为他们真的是活在这种情况里边。那弟兄姊妹们，所以这些的情况呢，就好像我们整个的生命很乱，在很乱的里边。我们不知道，我们找到我们找不到我们自己。
So because our life is so messy, we're unable to find ourselves.
这种景象呢，就好像刚才我所形容的。
So this is what I had described.
一个建筑工人在工地里面那种乱七八糟的情况。
So the construction site is very messy.
若是下雨的话，那更惨了。
So if you rain, it'll be even worse.
你走路一个不小心滑跌的话，你可能要受伤。
And if you were to walk, you might slip and you might injure yourself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这种光景就好像刚才我所形容的。
So this is like what I had described.
那又好像什么样的情况呢？就好像一个人正在绣花。现在人很少找到绣花的了哈。有绣过花吗？喂，喂，可能你连绣花都不懂哎。你知道绣花英文是什么？
Oh, okay, so this is like embroidery.
绣花啊，哎，跟你讲，你又不懂，还没有绣过花，你的手啊，不懂是拿手机，然后用手机花大概还可以了，啊，绣花大概你不行啊。那就好像一个人在绣花的人，特别啊，是当你看到你绣花的时候，不是有一个架子嘛，把它绑住，对不对？啊，拉紧以后呢，你就刺绣。那刺绣前面的那个浮现出来的那个图画很美，但是你不要看后面哦，一看后面你会吓到哎。
So there's a frame to pull the board so that you can do the embroidery, but you might see that the picture is very nice, but behind is.
所以在整个绣的那个过程的当中
，So through this whole process,
看来好像一点有次序规矩都没有。
So you might look like there is no process.
好像没有什么意义。
It feels like there's.
对不对？在刺绣的时候，在绣花的时候，我以前常常看我妈妈绣花。
So I often look at my mom do embroidery.
过后呢，在甘榜里面呢，我也看很多邻居在那边绣花。
There were a lot of neighbors doing that as well.
但是若是你看他绣花前面那个正面来看，哇，很美耶。
So when you see the front, it's very beautiful.
那有的时候你不知道要绣什么东西。
And sometimes you might not know what.
但是他有一些的线纹告诉你，他要绣一只鸟，或者绣一个动物等等。
But some lines might hint to you what it might be.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们的生命也是这个样子。
So our life is like that.
神许可一些不如意的事情发生在你跟我的身上。
So God allows some.
但是这个帮我们修饰生命的神，他知道他要把你修成怎么样的样子。
But this God knows what will become.
当修成以后，修好了以后，修没了以后，你就知道哦，好美耶。
So only at the end product you see that it's.
但是在过程当中，你会感觉到。这个是什么东西？
But in the process, you might feel you
你的生命跟我的生命也是这样。
Our lives are like that.
神正在修饰，透过一些的困难，透过一些的问题，透过你生命的渣滓，给你修理干净，清理干净，让你能够越来越像合神心意的人。
And so through difficulty, you mold you into someone who he likes.
我们一起来看一节的经文。
Let's look at another verse.
就是耶利米书。第二十九章第十一节。
So let's look at the same verse, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse
我先用中文来念给大家听。中文这样说：因我知道，因我自己知道，我为你们所定的计划。接下来的一句话是使你们得平安，而不是将遭受灾害的计划。接下来的一句话要赐你们有美好的前程和。盼望，这是耶和华的宣告。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这是神对我们每一个人 所说的话。
So this is something that God tells all of us.
他说我在每一个人的身上都有一个计划。
That he has a plan for every one of us.
那这个计划如何成就，是在乎我们怎么样信仰他，完全依靠他。
And so all these plans fulfilled depends on how we trust in him.
有的时候修到一半你不顺服的话，那个土话就等于一半了，没什么了。
So you're halfway through and you stop.
但是若是我们愿意靠着主的恩典顺服他在我们的生命里面怎么样去修饰我们的话，我们就会成为一个合他心意的人。
And so if you follow through, you actually become someone who he molds into.
在我的生命的历程当中也是这个样子。
And so in my life as well, it is the same.
很多人不知道苏维亮牧师，他知道。
And so a lot of people don't know about Pastor So.
你知道我读神学几年才毕业吗？
So do you know how long did I study theology for?
哎，知道吗？你猜，猜到你死也猜不到的。我读了几年才毕业。Hello? 敢不敢猜？哎，你怎么知道啊？你听过吗？我读了11年才毕业。
So I studied 11 years of theology to graduate.
而且我毕业的时候不是拿学位的，是拿 diploma. 若是要拿学位的话要读12年。
And so it was a diploma, not a degree.
一打的年呢，12年是一打对不对，12是一打对不对，12。那么我读了11年。
So I studied for 11 years.
在11年的当中我看见上帝的恩典是在大的不得了。
And so in these 11 years I saw God's grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我11年以后才正式毕业。
And so after these 11 years I officially
在11年的日子里边，神一直在修饰我的生命，一直在修剪我的生命，让我越来越像耶稣基督。
And so within these 11 years God continuously trained me so that I could become like him.
甚至于我的妈妈说，他说我好像没有听过人家读神学读那么久的。
And so even my mom said, I don't think I've heard of you studying for so long.
我妈妈没有读到书的，但是她常常听到人家读神学三年四年就毕业，你是一年都还没毕业，她说你到底要读到什么时候。
So my mom asked me, how long was I going to study for?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是神用的方法来塑造汤广强这个人。
So this is how God。
但是在十一年的日子里边我经历很多。
So within these 11 years, I experienced a lot.
并不等于说我没有全时间侍奉。
So it doesn't mean that I don't have full-time ministry.
我在过程里边我全时间侍奉，我经历了神很多很多很奇妙的带领。
But in the process, I also experienced God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，在过程的里边神怎么样塑造我的生命。
So how did God mold me?
我也经历过很多的苦。
I also experienced a lot of difficulty.
但是神就是透过这些的苦让我以后的服事不是一帆风顺，但是顺顺利利。
But God helped me to be successful in my ministry.
因为他在过程里边在不同的阶段的当中他一直在修剪，一直在修剪，好像葡萄树这样修到最后，现在还在修了，现在还是，但是他修剪修剪，我发现在修剪的过程里边我真的在神的眼中成为贵重的器皿。
And so in the process it continuously trained me and that I am precious in his eyes.
我成为贵重的器皿并不等于说我已经完全，不是。
So because, just because I'm a precious doing.
但是在修剪的过程里面我越来越明白上帝在我生命里的那个旨意。
But I better understood his will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这是神锻炼每一个人不同的那种方式。
So this is a way that God trains all.
我跟苏牧师同班同学。
So I'm classmates with Reverend So.
我跟蓝清强牧师同班同学。
Oh, classmates with another pastor.
Pastor Lam. 他不认识，你们不认识了。苏伟亮牧师你认识了，我跟他是同班同学。他毕业了，已经做牧师了，我还没有毕业。
So after Reverend So had already graduated and become a pastor, I had not.
但是并不等于这个生命在神的手中没有用。
So it doesn't mean that this life is useless in God's hand.
神不断地用我。
So you continue to use me.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，在整个的过程里边，虽然很多的考验临到这个牧师的身上。
So although there were a lot of trials and challenges on this pastor,
但是我发现原来神在修理我的生命。
But I realized that God is actually trimming my life.
那另外一个呢，神就是要我学习什么？不停的放下我自己。
So God also wanted me to continuously let go of myself.
有的时候我很感觉，我很纠结跟我的过去，但是神说，为什么？因为你不肯放下。所以他不断的修剪，让我不断的放下我自己。
So a lot of times I struggle with my past, but God told me to let go of it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，神的恩典在每一个人的身上，每一个人的生命里面的带领完全不一样。
So God's grace and guidance for everyone is different.
神让我体会很多。
And God helped me experience a lot.
我是从怎么样的光景里边，神怎么样启发，以后一直带老新加坡，又带回印尼，在服事的里边，我告诉你，我经历很多，但是在经历的背后，有很多很多的神的讨造。熬炼，火一般的熬炼，淋在我的身上。
And so I was trained through the fire by God, even though He had brought me around and in a different ministry.
但是我感谢神，都是没有经过这些火的熬炼，我怎么会有今天
？But if I had not gone through all this, how would I be the one I am today?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，所以在我的生活里边呢，在我的服事里边，生命的成长里边，我真的是亲眼看见神，不是听你说上帝的存在，我是亲眼看见他的。
So in my life, I really experienced and seen it.
我感谢神。
And I thank the Lord.
这个软弱的人，神竟然拣选并且使用。
That God has chosen this weak person to use.
最重要是神改变我整个的生命。
And so the most important thing is that God had already.
我就想起我还没有信耶稣之前，我是一个怎么样的一个人。
And what kind of person I was before I believed in Him.
但是我感谢神。原来在我信耶稣的过程跟我以后奉献成长的过程都是上帝一整段的那个对我人生的那个计划。
But it's actually His plan for me to get to know Him in my future.
我走到今天，我今年72岁了。
So this year I'm 72.
罗士要讲我已经73岁了。
I'm actually 73.
还很年轻啊。我没有认为我老。
So I don't think that I'm actually old.
我认为我还可以为主多活20年。
But I can still live 20 more years for the Lord.
我希望我不要退化，不要懵懂，不要傻傻的，明白？但是我相信神的恩典够我们每一个人用。
But I trust that God's grace is enough for all of us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们愿意把我们的生命摆上的时候，
so when we are willing to submit ourselves to Him,
上帝就照着他的计划来引导我们。
He will guide us according to His plan.
我今年这么大的年龄退休了，但是神还是给我机会，给我这个信任，让我可以到处去讲道。
So even after retiring, God still wants me to come and continue speaking.
当然，我也要考虑我自己的健康啦。
But I also need to consider my own health.
以前我讲四堂道还是生龙活虎，现在讲三堂已经是软软的了。
In the past, I
was
weak.
没了，没
力
了，没有力了。真的
more.
不一样的。但是我感谢神，第三堂我还是可以讲得很起劲啊，
so、
对不对？而且是连续的，不停的。你看见了没有？神的荣耀在我的身上。
So you see God's grace on me.
那弟兄姊妹们，既然神这么爱我们。既然神这么爱我们，神有他啊，神有他非常完美的计划。
And it's a perfect plan for us.
你愿意把你的生命掏出来吗？摆在他的祭坛上，让他来使用你呢
？Are you willing to submit your life to him so he can use you?
圣经里面告诉我们说
，So the Bible tells us，
就是刚才的经文里边说
，Which is the verse just now？
他说他赐给你们美好的前程和美好的。盼望。
And so he plans to give us hope and a future.
你把自己放在神的计划的里边，我肯定的跟你说，你有前途的人。
So when you put yourself in this plan, you will definitely have a future.
你的前途是哪里
？And where is your future?
不是单单现在。
It's not just now.
乃是将来。
But in the future.
你跟我还没有去到的地方。
It's a place where we have not been.
我们知道，我们将来就回到神的国度里边。
And we also know that we return to.
而且呢，这是成为我们的盼望，成为我们的动机，成为我们服侍众人的一个动力。
And so this is our motivation.
你能经历，我有这个经历，你也可以经历。大家信仰基督的人都可以这样的经历。
And all those who are in the faith can experience this.
所以我们求主帮助我们。
So we pray that Lord help us.
但是在过程里面你会软弱。
But in the process you will be weak.
你会感觉你乏力。
You feel like you are helpless.
感觉到我不知道该怎么办。
Or you are unsure what to do.
但是我告诉你啊，在神没有说怎么办，在神里边什么都能。 Amen.
In God, all things are possible.
什么都可以。 当我们认识这一位神，我们遵循他的带领，照着他的话语，我告诉你。 什么都可以成就的。
So we know this God, you follow him, everything is
possible. 我们求主提醒我们。
May God remind us.
求主帮助我们真的能够成为一个福音的平安使者，成为神福音的使者。
And to become messengers of his gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道今天有没有新来的朋友。
I don't know whether there are new friends today.
有新来的朋友，我告诉你，神在你生命里边。 有他非常美的计划。
I tell you, God has this perfect plan for you.
你相信吗？你今天能够坐在这个地方听神的话，那个不是偶然发生的事。
So it's not a coincidence that you're able to be here and listen to His word.
神已经拣选了你。
So God has already chosen you.
把你放在这一堂的聚会里边。
And to put you here.
透过今天很简单的分享，让你能够认识这一位不单创造宇宙万物的神，也是带领你全土的神。
And so that you can know him, he who brings to your future.
圣经里面怎么说?
What does the Bible say?
在这里说，他说他给你美好的前程，也给你美好的盼望。
And so he says that he gives you a hope and a future.
当我们在基督耶稣里的时候，
So in Christ,
我们有前程。
We have a future.
我们的前程不是现在，是将来。 你看不到，我看不到，但是我知道在那边。
It's not something you can see, but you know that it's there.
弟兄姊妹们，愿神帮助我们，提醒我们，让我们真的能够认识这一位奇妙的真神。So
may God help us get to know Him.
我用一个见证来结束我的讲道。Let
me end this with a testimony.
那么我的弟弟啊，还小的时候是。 生出来的时候很怪的。
So when my brother was young, he was.
现在他住在台湾。
So now he's in Taiwan.
他已经结婚了啦。
He's already married.
而且是60岁了。
He's already 60.
不过他很帅。
But he's very good looking.
我已经够帅了，他比我更帅。
So you might remember somebody is even more good looking than me.
开玩笑，他真的很帅。那么，他的生命也很特别的。
So his life is very special.
他从小就是很特别，好像一个怪物。那么长大了以后结了婚，有了两个女儿，他的太太32岁就突然间离开世界。
And so when he was married, his wife left when she was 32.
哇，他感觉人生好像要天要塌下来这个样子。
He felt like the world was crashing down on him.
那我做哥哥，那个时候我是牧师吗？ 我都没办法帮他。
And as an older brother and pastor, I was unable to help him.
因为我没有经历好像他所经历的。
Because I didn't experience what he did.
我的师母还活得好好的，他老婆死掉了。
And then my wife was still alive.
我的孩子长大，那孩子还小。
And my children were already grown up, but he was.
所以我不知道用什么话来安慰他。
So I don't know how to console him.
所以就这样天天为他祷告，过后呢，他就移民到台湾。
And so I prayed for him and migrated to Taiwan.
然后去台湾的时候，他就是很。 很消沉啊，什么都不感兴趣。
And so he was uninterested in anything.
那么我妈妈那个时候很好的祷告者。
And so my mother was a prayer warrior.
她说这个孩子从小就很特别。
And so this child was very special since he was born.
所以主啊，你塑造他成为真正特别的人。
So may you mold him into someone really
special. 所谓真正的特别的人，不是很会讲道，不是很会布道，不是。
Don't need to speak.
让他能够从这种的困难，这种的。 这种的这个环境啊，这个悲惨的经历里边呢，走出来。But
that he can walk out of this tragedy.
感谢上帝。Thank
the Lord.
妈妈的祷告，我们的祷告，最后我弟弟真的走出来了。
And through our prayers, he really could walk out of it.
他因为找到神
because he found the Lord,
他找到他自己
he found himself.
若是他没有找到神他不会找到自己
but if he did not find God,
这个要讲他的故事很长的
his story is very long.
那么他找到神以后他找到他自己以后呢神为他开路
so after he found God himself, God opened up the way for him.
他很专心的把他的两个女儿抚养长大
and then he brought up his two children,
单身爸爸
as a single father,
我都不知道他怎么带我也不知道他怎么带他就是把两个女儿带大了
and so he single-handedly brought up two daughters.
现在他是成为三个孙的阿公
and so he has three grandchildren.
他比我更多一个孙 yeah, 我只有两个
one more than me.
我等啊等啊还是等到两个而已他不用等一眨眼就是三个开玩笑等下又接下来多一个我说 你比我厉害耶他已经三个孙的阿公我最近跟他通电话我说你最近怎么样他说感谢主我现在什么都不想我专心服事那上帝在他复原或者恢复以后神为他另外预备一个姐妹因为他老婆死掉了嘛死了很多年差不多二十年他都不再娶因为他怕娶到不好的后妈对待他的女儿不好所以他很担心等到他女儿长大以后他才敢娶一个另外一个胎他是要有伴对不对他不用翻大家都听得懂那么以后他真的是经历神他的太太很爱主他们夫妇很爱主亲爱的弟兄姊妹神在每一个人的生命里边都有他美好的计划
so God has a perfect plan for everyone
只要我们完全顺服他
as long as we're willing to follow
我本来要讲是二十三十四但是我的时间不够不过我相信是二十三十四大家都很知道
So we want to talk about the next few verses, but we all know about it.
因为神他知道他知道我们的需要。
Because God knows our needs.
弟兄姊妹们，这一位信实的神会牵着我们的手走全面的路。
So this God will hold our hand and walk with us.
可能六十岁对你们来说还差得太远，但是你眨一个眼睛你就到了六十岁哎。
So you blink one eye, you'll be 60 years old.
明白吗？所以你看呢？一个六十岁的人现在神还是继续的用他为什么因为经过一段的时间的锻炼熬练从这个熬练的过程里边他走出来了
so God can use someone who is 60 years old because he's able to walk
并且他的生命很有价值
and his life is full of worth
他还是做工
he's still working
但是他很多时间来服侍
but he has a lot of time
他很开心
and he has a lot of love
虽然不是子孙满堂但是他有很多的孙一二三四我都忘记他几个孙了一二三四个孙他比我多两个孙因为他有两个女儿嘛对不对而且他很好的服侍在台湾他服侍神心里很喜乐
so he is full of joy because he has great ministry
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们每一个人都会有不同的遭遇
Everyone has different,
但是我们若是认定神在我们的前头带领我们
But we trust that God is ahead of us
放心
guiding us.
神一直会牵着你的手直到见他的面为止 Amen
So God will continue hold your hand until you see him
我 minus 七分钟了我一直以为不是 minus plus 多七分钟好在我在看原来那个是 minus 难怪你们坐的时候一直动一直动赶快下来啦不要再讲下去了啦我现在才明白这个叫做后知后觉请求你们原谅请求你们原谅愿神赐福我们每一个人最后一句话上帝爱每一个人
God loves everyone.
上帝爱我
God loves me.
改变我的生命
And to change me.
上帝也爱你们
And God loves all of you.
他要改变你的生命若是今天你还没认识耶稣
so if you have not known him today,
你打开你的心
then may you open up your heart.
让耶稣成为你的主你真的会体会不再一样的生命
And you really experience a very different
我们祷告
Let us pray.
我告诉你耶稣爱你
I tell you, God loves you.
他要给你全面看见 你前面的那个前途的亮光。
He wants to show you what is ahead.
他要改变你的生命。
He wants to change your life.
他要把永生赐给你。
He wants to give you eternal life.
我再说一次。
I say one more time.
耶稣爱你。
God loves you.
特别是新来的朋友。
Especially to those who are new today.
若是你还没正式的接受耶稣。
Or if you have not officially known him.
你今天愿意不愿意敞开你的心？
Are you willing to open your heart today?
说耶稣，我虽然不是很认识你。
So that Jesus, even though I do not know you.
但是我要相信你。
But I want to believe in
you. 我愿意。
I'm willing.
跟着你。
To follow you.
求你改变我的生命。
May you change my life.
赐福我的前途。
And to help me with my future.
若是你愿意的话，你举一个手。
If you're willing, please raise your hand.
我要为你祷告。
I want to pray for you.
感谢主。还有哪一位？还有哪一位？高高举起来，若是能够挥一挥，因为我的眼睛看不到。感谢主。还有哪一位？挥挥手。还有第三位吗？ Hello， 神邀请你，
God,
你愿意吗？
Are you willing？
最后一次我再说，你愿意邀请耶稣进入你的生命里边，做你的主吗？带领你的前途。刚才举手的不用再举，还没举手的你愿意吗？是最后一个，我要为你祷告。
Let me pray for you if you're willing。
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray。
哦，我看到了一个，感谢主，天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you。
接纳三位的弟兄姐妹。
For embracing these three brothers and
sisters。他们愿意敞开他们的心，让耶稣做他们的主。
They're bringing up the open up their hearts to accept.
主啊，求你引导他们前面的路。
Lord, may you guide their future.
接纳他们成为你的儿女。
And to help them become your
children. 赦免他们一些的罪。
And to forgive their sin.
让他们重新成为一个主所喜悦的新造的人。
So they become a whole new person.
来荣耀神的名。
And in your and
求你赐福我们每一个人。
May you bless all of us.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.